This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Prediction right now.
Okay.
A firm prediction
right now.
Do you
want the chime for your firm prediction? Or
Sure. Let's do the chime. And this is in stark contrast to something that draft expert Larry Kruger said a short time ago. I am going to contradict Larry in 3, 2, 1. The 49ers are keeping Brandon Ayuk. Lock it. The 49ers are keeping Brandon Ayuk. Do not.
It's not a bold prediction.
That is
clearly still the favorite, despite the Deanna Russinis and the Michael Silvers.
Well, there's
and even
a reason.
The David Lombardi that I just saw on Twitter.
First of all, I'm not trying to wow you.
I know.
I'm just telling you because it does, and part of this is just social media. Social media takes us in an emotional direction, and so the draft is about to be here. There's a lot of talk going on, and we talked to Larry about this, and he agreed that the vibe had kind of changed. And it's funny, because what changed the vibe? We're not even there. So what changed the vibe? Well, there were some tweets, and it feels like a drumbeat of the Niners are about to do something, and they might. But my very firm prediction is it won't be that. You can call that based on some conversations and some things that I've seen. You can also call it what I've been saying all week, which is that I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense. Like, you don't sit here with a bunch of either 30-year-old or about to be 30-year-old battering rams who are already getting paid in the NFL and go, yeah, we'll ride with those guys into the future and get rid of our 26-year-old budding star. You don't do that. So the 49ers, in my very firm opinion, will not trade Brandon Ayuk tonight, but there's another reason I feel that way. And let me ask you this. Dan Dibley, why the hell did Deebo Samuel's name just pop up out of nowhere today? Why?
Because they're fishing for picks. They're fishing for a way to either get more picks or get better picks because they're sitting at 31 and they see players that likely will go in the teens. And there are players there that they would love to have more than they maybe have somebody fall to them at 31.
Okay, and it also to me means that you're fishing around in that area because you've sort of decided let's not do the other receiver. You're not
Perhaps.
Doing both of them.
No,
you're obviously not doing both of them.
Maybe you don't feel confident that the teams that are ahead of you in the first round will wow you and give you their pick and take Brandon Ayuk, like Indianapolis, who's sitting at 15. And the Jacksonville Jaguars at 17, if those potential deals with those two teams feel like they're not going to be live when those picks get on the board, then maybe you're thinking, all right, maybe we'll float Deebo then as a possible trade piece in a way to, you know, maybe you trade Deebo to Washington and you get pick number 36 in the second round for Deebo. It's a way to float another name to maybe get more action in the draft trade realm.
Or maybe it is actually Gabe Kapler a consideration.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a consideration. Look, we're clearly in a spot where the 49ers, I would argue, feel less than comfortable about the potential cost of their wide receiver room. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to do about it? And what we've been sitting here speculating about for a week or two or six is that that's all about Brandon Ayuk because he's the one that's about to get paid. But yeah, there's a thousand ways to cut this cookie. There's like you can do this in all kinds of different ways. And for me, that's the one that makes the least sense. You know, we're always talking about, well, hey, a football team's got to look down the road. Exactly. Exactly. And there's not a one of you out there who feels, if you asked, who's going to be the better player in 4 years, Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel? Laughable question. Of course the money play on that one is Brandon Ayuk. I don't know how life's going to pan out. We'll see. But, like, of course Brandon Ayuk is the answer to that question, is the more likely productive player who, by the way, I would also argue, as long as Christian McCaffrey is going to be on your team, Brandon Ayuk is a way better fit than Deebo Samuel. Way better fit. Deebo, 2 years ago, freaked out, had the season of his life. Absolute season of his life. And the reason for that at the time was Niners had no choice. They couldn't keep a running back healthy. They didn't have a quarterback who could throw the ball downfield. Deebo left, Deebo right, fight, fight, fight. And his numbers went crazy. You don't need to do that anymore. I got a QB, I got a running back, I got running back depth, and I got a wide receiver one who has developed. So again, I'm not saying this to kick Deebo out of town. I love the guy. I hope they're both still on the team come tomorrow morning. But if you're arguing, like, who do you want to hitch your wagon to for the next few years, I don't know, man. I don't even see this as a conversation.
It's absolutely a conversation, because who could you get more for tonight? And the answer is Brandon Ayuk. And so it doesn't matter who's going to be better 4 years from now if you're worried about tonight and if you're worried about what you're going to do tomorrow and how you're going to navigate this. And I think that the reason why Deebo Samuel's name is coming up now tonight on draft night is because what we've been talking about for a week, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, which is moving off of Deebo Samuel. And if they are going to move off of Deebo, if in this hypothetical you decide, all right, we can't afford Brandon, we'll bite the bullet, we don't want to pay two receivers that much, so Deebo is going to be the one who goes at the end of next year, well, you'll get nothing for him other than a compensatory third. So if you can trade Deebo tonight and get more than a compensatory third, if you can get, oh, I don't know, a second round pick from Washington, the number 36 pick, that becomes a valuable way to get something for Deebo. If you're going to keep Brandon and pay him, but you don't want to keep Deebo long term, then you trade him to Washington, and yeah, Washington has to bite the bullet for 2 years of a high salary. He becomes their wide receiver too. And Larry made a great point about, you know, Washington not looking at this as a 5-year project. They want to get a stadium built. They want to get better quickly. So they might be willing to part with draft assets, and they have a lot of picks in the top 100. So that, I think, is why Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel are both being thrown out there.
Yeah,
potentially.
I always look at it as, you know, you accurately say, hey, you could get more for Brandon. And I'm like, right.
Yeah.
Because he's more valuable. So keep that guy.
But and maybe the price thing, that you're being offered back is not good enough.
Yeah. Again, what is that price? To me, there's the, like, okay, line this up. What pick do you want? But how do you quantify the fact that you are, in my opinion, you are markedly worse football team if Brandon Ayuk is not on it without a real way to replace him this year? There just really isn't a way to do that. I don't. There's no. You're not going to in April or May go out and find a wide receiver one who's got downfield blocking skills and under.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Standing of Kyle's system and a chemistry with Brock Purdy. That doesn't exist.
Larry mentioned Tyler Boyd, who had a good year last year. He's still out there.
He's a good receiver. He's not a wide receiver one. He doesn't have any chemistry with Brock Purdy.
Right.
Doesn't understand Kyle Shanahan's system. Like, whether it's veteran or rookie, I just don't think that exists. So that one doesn't make any sense to me. And do remember that Debo's got two more years now. There's a potential out in the contract next year. But this is not like not a tradable contract at the end of the year either. I understand that the price will continue to go down. But you keep saying that they'll get nothing for him. Not necessarily
if they would cut him.
Yes.
That's the idea.
Right.
And everybody's saying that they wouldn't be able to pay both of these guys after next year. That's been the prevailing notion.
Right. So you could trade Debo next year.
You could, but you know, the value there would not be as high as it is, for example, tonight when you've got teams that are absolutely clamoring for wide receivers and, you know, teams who want a more proven commodity as opposed to what you've talked about on and on. The wide receiver draft success rate for first rounders is not great.
Yep.
So if you're a team like Buffalo who's looking for a first round wide receiver, probably because your wide receiver room is literally empty.
Decimated.
Your wide receiver room has just the wide receiver coach.
Well, they got Curtis Samuel.
And Curtis Samuel.
He's good.
He's sitting there by himself.
Right.
Saying, hey, guys, any chance I get a teammate in here?
They'll figure that out. Maybe they'll sign Tyler Boyd. We're sponsored by Pacific Coast Termite. Let's take some calls, okay? Like, how would you feel? This is this feels potentially like an emotional night, not just an active night for 49er fans. We're sitting here batting around two of the favorite names on this team with regard to the fan base. How would you feel if we go to bed tonight and either Debo or Brandon is not a Niner? 888-957-9570. Filmo Mike on with Willie and Dibby. It's great to hear from you on draft night, brother. What's up?
Oh, man. It's hard listening to the draft because it is an emotional night. And all throughout the day, all throughout the week, like, as a Niner fan, I know how important Brandon Ayuk is. I know how important Debo Samuel is. So to hear all these fake backhanded compliments to Debo. Debo's good, but, you know, I'd rather have Ayuk and, you know, and he had a hell of a year 2 years ago. We don't need him. I say this every time, man. We need everybody. Christian McCaffrey's also injury prone as well, FYI. Let's not forget about that.
Not with the Niners. Not with the Niners he hasn't been.
Let's not jinx this, Mark Willis.
Yeah, no. You're right. I got you.
So I'm just saying, man, it's just hard to hear, to listen to everybody talk. We understand Debo's great, but to hear him say, oh, we could trade him and it's no big deal, it tugs at my heart and I kind of like tensing up. I heard Shasky talking about it all day. Guru, y'all talking about. Diz ain't been saying nothing bad. He ain't no slander on Diz name. But, man, and y'all not slandering him. That's the thing. Y'all just saying if the scenario plays out. Well, so I'm just saying from another fan, I don't want to trade nobody, Marky Poole. I really don't.
Hey, Mikey Poole, I agree with you completely. Remember now, this conversation is based on a premise. And that is, if the 49ers have decided that they can't pay both, I don't 100% know that they have, but it certainly feels that way. I'm having a hard time imagining Brandon and Debo on the team together beyond this year. I can imagine it this year. I'm having a hard time figuring out, with the Purdy extension that's coming for sure and all the other factors with salaries and top of the market for on offense and all of that, I'm having a hard time imagining both on the team at top of the market salaries after this year. And if that's the premise, and you got to unfortunately play, somebody's got to go, who is it? Then that's the conversation we have. But, I mean, Filmo, in a perfect world, I'm with you. We just wrap our hands around all these guys and play for another 5 years. That's what I'd like to do.
Got you.
You know?
Unfortunately, no,
I respect it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I think come Monday, you won't have Debo and Brandon Ayuk both on this team. And I'm siding with what Larry said to us when he joined us for an hour. I do think he gets moved.
You think Brandon does?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I think there are enough teams that are interested. And as we get to the point, the inflection point, when Indy or Jacksonville, when they're on the clock and they're staring at their decision and the Niners have a player that they really love, and you mentioned it at the top of this segment, there's probably conversations that have been more than just preliminary. It's, hey,
for
if
sure.
this guy's yep. available, then we will really do the trade. If that's the conversation, then we might get to 7 o'clock tonight, and the chime goes, and we all be shocked.
You want to put something on it?
Nah, not really.
You don't?
I already owe you a box of donuts. I got to bring those in.
You do, but I owe you babysitting.
Yeah, we can talk odds, because I'm definitely playing in the underdog spot.
You are. I'll give you odds.
Probably like odds. I'd say it's probably an 80% chance he's still a Niner. I still think it's probably 80-20.
Okay. All right.
It's a bit of a long show. I'll make you an offer.
I'll make you an offer.
I like that.
See if I make you an offer you can't refuse.
Trying to get out of
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.